40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. For the second day in a row and the third time in a week, U.S. fighter jets have shot something down. CBS's Tom Foti has details.
On the orders of the Canadian Prime Minister, a joint command U.S. jet shot down yet another flying object. This about a day after another still unidentified device shoot down off the coast of Alaska and a week after the Chinese balloon.
We still don't know much yet about either downed device. Meantime, hope is fading as a search for earthquake survivors continues in Turkey and Syria. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb is in Turkey with the latest.
In hard-hit Adana, babies and small children received treatment at a hospital in the southeastern city. Most were plucked from the ruins by rescue workers, but lost in the chaos were their names. With no one yet to claim them, the fear now is the earthquake has robbed these babies of their parents. We know what area she was found in and how she got here, but don't have any address.
The earthquakes left millions in the region homeless. It's killed more than 28,000 people. Just yesterday, more than a dozen survivors were rescued, including a family of five and a seven-month-old boy. For the first time ever, a trial in Australia is examining whether a compound found in marijuana can reduce pain for people with spinal cord injuries. Here's reporter Scott Maiman.
For years, it's been argued medically prescribed marijuana can ease chronic pain. Now, an Australian trial is looking at the chemical changes in the brain before and after taking the drug. Australian spinal injury expert Sachin Shetty says it's promising.
It will be very useful for future clinical use and long-term usage.
Results of the human trial will be made public at the end of next year.
Warming temperatures are causing big concerns for maple syrup producers. CBS's Jim Krasula explains.
Gary Bielek says
it's as early as we've ever tapped.
Climate change and warmer weather are trouble for Bielek's maple trees near Erie, Pennsylvania.
Even if we had this time of year had this warm spell, normally we'd be saying we're going to get cold next week and we'll be frozen for 2 or 3 weeks yet. There's no reason to tap. Well, that's not true anymore.
Bielek worries about the future for maple syrup producers as temperatures generally warm.
It is Super Bowl Sunday, and if you're headed to the big game, chances are you paid a lot of money for those tickets. CBS's Steve Futterman talked to some big spenders ahead of the big game in Phoenix.
This person is lucky. He has a Super Bowl ticket.
About $8,500.
Paid for by his mother.
We've had a lot of rocky moments the past year, so we needed one that kind of celebrated life and victory.
Prices.
No.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh, Kevy. We are local music. Essential Last Crack from 2002's Run Head Start Screaming with Sean Anthony Brown on lead vocals. That is Squeeze It. Before that, Downbeat Dirt Messiah. Downbeat Dirt Messiah from Burning Time back in 1991. Essential Last Crack every Saturday night, 11 o'clock. Here on Max Inc. Radio. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. filling in for Rocker tonight. Music on the way from Jimmy at the Prom, Rapscallion. We'll do some Joys of Attack and Cold Black River. Right now is Carbellion, brand new music from them. This song is called Bar Fight on Max Inc. Heavy.
Yeah. Hey.
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
Max Inc. Radio, We Are Local Music. That is Jimmy at the Prom from Milwaukee, Made of Wax. Cold Black River before that with Oh My Goodness. Speaking of Oh My Goodness, we got some flashback rock and roll coming up after the break here. Half Past Zero from 2007 and Rathscallion from 2002 is next on Max Inc. Heavy.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. military has shot down another unidentified object over Canadian airspace. CBS's Tom Foti.
Just about one day after the U.S. shot something down near Alaska, it did it again, part of the joint U.S.-Canadian NORAD command. We don't know much yet about either downed device.
This one was flying 100 miles from the Alaska-Canada border. More than 28,000 people have now died in Turkey and Syria, and the devastation is widespread. CBS's Imtiaz Taieb.
At least 6,000 buildings have collapsed. 900,000 people need urgent shelter, and around 5 million have been displaced from their homes.
People are shelling out thousands of dollars to go to this year's Super Bowl. CBS's Steve Futterman is in Arizona.
This man says he's priced out.
You got tickets?
Nope.
Are you trying to get them?
Nope.
Why?
Too expensive.
It will be free to watch on television, and up to 100 million people are expected to do just that.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on The Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
The Republican Party on a national level, how many years did they investigate Hillary and Bill? They're still going to that.
They're still looking for her emails, right? But they don't look in the Trump septic tank for half the top secret classified documents that he was flushing during his term. When one party doesn't care about governing, just don't allow anything to happen when the Democrats are in charge. And then they think the American people are going to get boonswoggled into voting Republican again.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Yeah.
out the next day, and he jumped in his car. He headed out to L.A. with a shirt on his back and a six-string guitar. He knew it felt right. Yeah, he knew it felt good. He'd roll all night. Destination got a tattoo. He started chasing his cocaine with a bottle of booze. One fatal night, he got behind the wheel of a $100,000 automobile. Said he felt alright, but it was hard to tell.
Flash it back to 2007 with that one, Half Past Zero and Rock and Roll Hell from their album Devils in Disguise. Some Rapscallion before that with San Andreas, one of my favorite songs from 2002 from Rapscallion. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. This is Max Inc. Heavy on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to try to squeeze in some Romero before the night is done. And maybe some older Chaos Revolution Theory and Fall to Rise. Sounds like a plan. Right now, I promised you this last half hour. Here it is. Droids Attack on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Protect you.
Wax Ink Heavy. That is Romero and Take the Potion. I haven't heard Romero in a long time. They're awesome. Droids Attack before that. How you doing, everybody? Thanks for listening to Max Ink Heavy tonight. We really appreciate it. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Make sure you get a hold of us, maxinkradio@gmail.com, to send us music. And tune in next week, 6 p.m. to midnight, every Saturday night. It's original local music from Wisconsin, Max Ink Radio. We are local music. Got that Fall Arise just around the corner right now with my buds in Chaos Revolution Theory from CRT6. This is KMF on Max Ink Radio and Max Ink Heavy.
Promise you won't say there.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.